Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. Here's another Bob Hope show. Now, you'll notice that it's not called The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope, and that there are no commercials. That is because this is an edited version of the show that was used by the AFRS, or the Armed Forces Radio Service, as a rebroadcast to the troops. That's also why there's 10 minutes of music at the end of the show. They had to have something to fill in the commercial time removed from the half-hour show. When this show was originally recorded, it was done live there at the base in Rhode Island that you'll hear about in a few seconds. As near as we can tell, this is episode number 249, and it originally aired on January 23rd, 1945. Here now is Bob Hope and his special guest, Marilyn Maxwell.
The Bob Hope Show. With Francis Langford, Jerry Colonna, Vera Vague, and Skinny Ennis and his orchestra. And now here he is, the star of the show, Bob Hope.
Thank you very much. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Bob Quonset Point, Naval Air Station, Quonset Point, Rhode Island, Hope. That's a nice half-hour show by itself, isn't it? Well, here I am at Quonset Point.
Yes, sir.
This is a Naval Flyer's Paradise, JG. No, it's a beautiful base, I want to tell you that. And the weather here is very stimulating. Stimulating, that's New England for help me glue my ears back on. Boy, this New England wind here really goes through you. It really goes through you. I opened my mouth once and the back of my neck whistled. Rhode Island really isn't one of the 13 states. A Texas rancher came up here and scraped a piece of dirt off his shoes. In fact, the state is so small, this is the only base in the country where a sailor can be out of bounds just because he didn't lace his trousers tight enough. Just to show you how tight those sailors' pants are, one guy sat down on a lobster and the lobster yelled, "Ouch, my claws." But these sailors were really glad to see me. In fact, they wanted to make me an honorary tar. And they even offered to throw in a few feathers. But I know why they call this place Quonset Point. Every time you pass a Quonset hut, you hear some guy yell, "That's my point." You all know what a Quonset hut is. That's a foxhole that got up in the world. And these fellas, they get chances to do some flying at night. Yes, sir, and every Saturday night, you should see them in Providence looking for co-pilots. And they have link trainers here. A link trainer is a contraption that gives you all the sensations of flying, doing loops, barrel rolls, and crashes. It's the mechanical version of a night at Port Arthur. Thank you. And here is a glamour lady from MGM who came east with us to entertain you fellas. You've heard her on the air, Miss Marilyn Maxwell.
Feel a sermon coming on me. The topic will be sin, and that's what I'm again. If you wanna hear my story, then settle back and just sit tight while I start reviewing the attitude of doing right. Got an accentuate the positive E limb. Minate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum. Bring gloom down to the minimum. Have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said you gotta accentuate the positive healing. Minate the negative, latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Thank you, fellas. Down in your seats. Thank you very much. That was Marilyn Maxwell singing Accentuate the Positive, and I'm positive that's some of the best accentuating I ever saw. Thank you, Mercer fans.
And thank you, Bob. Gee, it's lovely out here, isn't it? Why was this spot selected for a naval station, Bob?
Well, Providence is the nearest town, and these boys are great providers.
They are.
Now, you see, Marilyn, as soon as these naval flyers arrived, every angel in town got a pair of wings. But I want to tell you, we're glad to have you with us tonight, Marilyn. How's the career going?
Well, I don't know, Bob. I just wonder if I'm progressing. I've made a half a dozen pictures at MGM, and I just left Bing Crosby's show.
You're progressing.
Bob, do you really think we should talk behind Bing's back like this?
I don't see why not. I can't think of a roomier place. Anyway, I bet you're glad working with someone your own age, huh? So you used to work for Old Spaniel Ears. Say, it must be terrible working for a ham.
Oh, I don't know. Francis tells me it isn't so bad.
Gee, I didn't know that government stamp showed through my tattoo. But I want to tell you, Marilyn, you'd do well if you worked on my program. You know you'd get a bundle every week.
Ah, no thanks, Bob. I have enough trouble doing my own laundry.
Well, Francis, wait, sir. How about that?
Francis. Gee, you look lovely this evening. I love the way your hair is set tonight. You know you're looking lovelier than ever.
Bob, put down that mirror. She's talking to me.
Well, it's just a natural mistake. It fitted me so well. Say, you know, Marilyn and I have just been discussing old Flab and Drab.
Well, how was it working for Bing, Marilyn?
He's the best boss in the world. He was always a gentleman.
Bob is always a gentleman.
And Bing always has a smile for everybody.
Bob has a smile for everybody.
And at Christmas, Bing gave us $50 war bonds.
Bob has a smile for everybody.
Thank you, Marilyn Maxwell. Thank you.
Dear one, I will be waiting, no matter how long you've been away. Each lonely moment
kneels and pray each night. No matter where you go, you'll be all right. Dear one,
I'll be hanged.
Well, Mr. Bob Hope, what are we waiting for? Oh, isn't this wonderful, Mr. Hope? I love New England.
You do?
Yes, I feel as though I'm among my own kind.
Yes,
here.
Sir. Yes, sir. It's full of antiques. Yes, you are.
Oh, you dear boy. Yeah. Of you to bring your head up here and show Quonset a real point. But you know, I'm glad you mentioned that in your uncouth way. Rhode Island has many antique shops, and I'm really interested in early American furniture.
Is that right, Miss Vague? Did you go looking for a high boy?
Yes, but I would have settled for a sober one, too.
Yes, it must be awful to see you double. But you know, Miss Vague, Rhode Island is the tiniest state in the Union.
Really? You must feel right at home here with that brain. I'm sure I'm going to have a wonderful time here, Mr. Hope. You know, the smaller the state, the handsomer the men.
The smaller the state, the handsomer the men?
That's right, Tex.
Have you ever been in Rhode Island before, Miss Vague?
Oh, yes, I have. When I was a girl, you see, I visited all the states one at a time.
Well, it was so easy then. There were only 13.
Mary, you're flying tonight, aren't you? I'll bet this is the first time these fellas ever saw a flat top take off. I can't get angry with you, Mr. Hope, because you have a cold, you poor thing. You haven't you?
Yes, Miss Vague, but I've sent back to the hotel for my nose drops.
What?
I said, my nose drops.
It does? What a racket it must make.
Now, wait. Tell me, what are you doing tonight, Miss Vague?
Nothing.
I'm available.
You're still available.
Well, now, wait a minute. You might get me to take you out tonight.
Oh, Mr. Hope, why should I work on a link trainer with all that real McCoy sitting out there? Where's Professor Colonna tonight, Mr. Hope?
Oh, he's visiting his hometown, Boston, Miss Vague. We join the professor tomorrow at the Boston Garden.
Oh, Mr. Hope, now that we're near Boston, what do you say we do a play on the life of Professor Colonna?
Oh, good idea. The life of Professor Colonna. Some psychopathic music, Skin, please. The life of Professor Colonna. We take you back to the night of January 16th, 1907, when a little visitor arrived at the Colonna's of Wimpole Street. Professor Colonna was born with his mustache, and instead of being brought by the stork like other babies, he was delivered by the Fuller Brush Man. And now, glancing quickly into the professor's childhood, we find the devoted mother fondling him in her arms and saying,
"Oh, my tootie wootie dumpling, ootum bootum, oogle oogle poo poo hoo poo."
And the infant gargles back, "What's the matter, you crazy or something?" Little Jeremiah was unfortunate, was fortunate to have a sympathetic. I'm coming in again. Little Jeremiah was fortunate to have a sympathetic and understanding mother. Whenever he asked questions, regardless how childish they might be, she would always tenderly say,
"Ah, shut up."
And now, skipping a brief 22 years, we come to the professor's school days.
Recess is over. I'll call the roll now. Bob Hope.
Present.
Jerry Colonna.
Present.
Skinny Ennis. Fine. That's fine. Everybody's here.
Teacher! Ouch! Oh, I wish you'd tell Jeremiah Colonna to stop pulling my hair. He's been pulling it every day for 4 weeks now.
Sit down, Baldy.
Colonna, what does your mother think of your shenanigans?
Likes them. Wants me to get her a pair, too.
She wants a pair, too. I'll have to tell my old lady that when she makes me eat spinach.
Robert, what would your father say if he saw you acting this way?
Ask him. He's sitting in the front row.
Now, I'm going to hold a quiz, and whoever gets the wrong answer will have to stay after school with me alone for 3 hours. Now, who discovered America?
Margaret O'Brien.
Jeremiah Colonna, you and Robert Hope go stand in the corner.
Okay, but Skinny Ennis has to go with us.
Why?
He's got the dice.
His school day is over. Colonna puts on his first pair of shoes and emerges into the cold world.
Should have worn clothes, too.
And now we find Professor Colonna when he was a struggling young musician in his broken-down hotel room.
Well, I guess I better practice playing the trombone. Think how much better it would be if I had a trombone.
Colonna practices on and on.
Yeah, so that's where I put my dirty laundry. This hotel room, it's driving me mad, I tell you. Mad. These four walls. Nothing but four walls. No windows. No doors. Egad, how did I get in here?
When the days are done and the shadows fall, I think of you. When the days are done, I think of all the joys we knew. That you're running, returning, to hold you in my arms. Won't go now, I know now, without you life is lost. It's a charm as a hum. When a day's done and grass is wet,
I'm sorry, I'll get you a towel.
With a twilight dew.
Twilight dew? Do you? Well,
that only heart keeps sinking with the sun. And though I miss your tender kiss the whole day through, I miss you most of all. Miss you most of all. Oh, how I miss you tonight. Miss you when the night's alone. I you went away, dear. Yes. Didn't miss her that time, did I?
You've been listening to the Bob Hope Show from Quonset Point, Rhode Island, with Francis Langford, Skinny Innes and his orchestra, Professor Colonna, and Bob's special guest, Marilyn Maxwell. Now we switch controls to the Terrace Room, Southaways in New Jersey, for music by Louis Prima and his orchestra, with vocals by lovely Lillian Carroll. And first off, we hear Robin Hood.
Take all the rich people's money and buy a bust of us all.
Interpreted by Louis Prima, who wants you to be happy, and his orchestra. Well, it's Lillian Carroll now on the sentimental side to sing as Louis and the boys play all about This Heart of Mine. Thank you.
world was far as I could tell. And then quite suddenly I met you, and I dreamed of gay amours. At dawn I woke up singing sentimental overtures. This heart of mine is gaily dancing now. I taste the wine of real romancing now. Somehow this crazy world has taken on a wonderful design. As long as life endures, it's yours.
Maestro Primo over here to introduce this next one. It has a very unusual title. It's sung by Lillian and Louie and the whole gang. So what's the title, Louie? Explain it to us.
Jerry, the title is Hitsum Kitsum Bumpity Itsum, whatever that is.
Okay, let's have it.
Hitsum Kitsum Bumpity Itsum Hitsum Kitsum Ooh. Just in case the words might fool ya, it means I love you. Oh, it's some kids, some bumpity, it's some kids, some woo. Though it sounds a bit peculiar, say you love me too. Oh, it's some means I wanna kiss. Kiss some means you're grand. Bumpity, it's some hold me tight. I hope you understand. Hey, it's some kids, some bumpity, it's some kids, some woo. Makes no difference how you say it. It means I love you.
Just in case the words might fool ya,
it means I love you.
Though it sounds a bit peculiar,
say you love me too.
Kitsum means I wanna kiss.
Kitsum means you're grand.
Bumpity itsum, hold me tight. I hope you understand.
Hey! Itsum kitsum bumpity itsum. Itsum kitsum woo.
Makes no difference how you say it. It means I love you.
Our thanks to Louis Prima and the band, but we're a little late now, so remember, next week, same time, the Bob Hope Show with the usual Hope gang. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Marvel Marilyn Maxwell. Yes, you heard right. Her first name was Marvel. Was born in 1921 and started singing on the radio while she was still a teenager. Louis B. Mayer of MGM signed her as a contract actress in 1942, but insisted that she get rid of her first name. That's why she's known as simply Marilyn Maxwell. As you heard on today's show, she sang for Crosby on his radio show and was also a regular on the Abbott and Costello show. Soon, we will hear more of her on the Bob Hope show because she became a regular there in 1951. Marilyn Maxwell died of a heart attack in 1972 at the age of 50. Please send your questions and comments to host at classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Wednesday for another episode of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope and check in on Friday for the next installment of The Life of Riley. Until we meet again, in the words of W.C. Fields, horse sense is the thing a horse has which keeps it from betting on people.